You guards may leave. I need to speak to the king alone. I scarcely think your presence is necessary. I'm his daughter. I don't think the king needs your protection against me. Besides, what we are to discuss is for royal ears only. Thank you. Come back in an hour or so and see that we aren't disturbed. Father, I just heard the most disturbing rumor. I heard that you planned on marrying me off to Prince Henry. Is that true? But Father, I do not want to marry him. He's horrid. He is lazy and old and an ugly man. His kingdom is small and his country cold and wet. I want to stay here, where it is always nice and warm and we have a beautiful castle. I am not spoiled, Father. I am a princess, and I am entitled to all of these fine things. I deserve to be pampered. I don't deserve to be married off to some foul old man in some backwater country. No, I will not do it for the good of the kingdom, or just because you told me to. I don't have to do anything of the sort. And how do you know that I'm even still pure? You couldn't marry me off if I was still not a maiden, could you? No, I am still innocent, Father. At least in the way we are speaking. But it is not for lack of trying. I figured long ago that I could not be married off if I was not untouched. But there is no man who dares risk your wrath by sleeping with me, no matter how much I throw myself at them. But I am not so eager to lose my virginity that I would give it up to Prince Henry, let alone marry him. Father, please! You can't do this to me! At least marry me off to someone more handsome than Henry. There must be someone younger, some more virile prince out there from a proud kingdom, and one that could properly take care of my needs for a life of luxury. Surely you could do better for me than Prince Henry. Your kingdom is amongst the largest and most prosperous, and I am nothing to sneer at either. I know I am beautiful, just as my mother was. I look just like her portraits, and all the men admire me, even if they dare not touch me. Please, Father, let us discuss this. Let me sit in your lap like I did when I was a little girl, before you became too busy running this kingdom, when you still had time for me. There. I'm not too heavy, am I? You're so strong after all, Father. You fought in many battles and still dominate the tournaments and jousting and fighting. The armor you wear probably weighs almost as much as I do. But that's all cold, hard steel, while I'm warm, soft flesh. Quite pleasing flesh, too. It's not just in the face that I resemble my mother, it's on body, too. In body. You're quite distracting, Father. At least in the paintings of her when she's younger. I will surely take after her just as much when I'm fully grown. I will grow ever taller, and my bosom will grow larger to match hers. And see how that bosom heaves now. because of my distress over my betrothal to Prince Henry, then give me your hand, Father. Feel how my little heart beats so, like that of a timid little mouse. I am but a little girl still, and the prince is a great lout of a man. Just imagine him over my naked body, running with me like an animal, taking my precious gift as I plead with him to stop. No, Father, do not silence me. You know how it will happen. I'll be in a wedding dress, and he'll have dragged me up to his cold, dark bedroom. Then he will tear the silks from my body and throw me upon the bed and have his wanton way with me. He'll plunge his lance into me again and again, his hands pawing at my young breast. I won't stop talking, Father. Neither will I get off your lap. You are shamed by the stirring in your loins, but I am not. I can feel you getting hard under my soft little bottom, and it doesn't scare me. Not as much as the thought of Prince Henry. For you are much more handsome than he. You could give your daughter to Prince Henry, Father. You could let this stranger take my virginity. Or you could take it yourself. I don't speak madness, Father. I would gladly lie with you to spoil myself for Prince Henry or any other man. You are a brave man and would do what others would not. You would dare to make love to me. I can tell you are attracted to me, Father. I can feel the proof of it swelling under me and see it in your eyes. Perhaps it is because I look so much like my mother, or maybe you lust after me for other reasons. But you are the king. You should do as you wish. I will get off of your lap, but only to sit on the edge of the table in front of you. Tell me, Father. Do these breasts look like my mother's? Or, even better, tell me if they feel like them. Let me take your hands again. Go ahead and touch them. You don't need my permission, but you have it anyway. Squeeze them through my bodice. Feel them. Let me unlace myself so you can get a good look and a good feel. Yes, Father. Keep touching them. Such strong hands. Rough, too, but also gentle at the same time. And my breasts are so soft and yielding. And look at the nipples. They're the same color as my lips. And just as hungry for your lips. Yes. Suck on them. Don't stop. No one can tell you to stop, and I don't want you to. But don't stop there, Father. All of my body is yours. You must make love to me to truly make me yours, though. No. This is not the devil who speaks through me. Kings are above good and evil. You don't have to obey the laws of God or men. So, if I lie back on this table and lift up my skirt for you, there's no one to stop you from looking when you see that there's nothing underneath. And if you wanted to claim me upon this very table where you planned victories and signed treaties, There is no man that dares stop you. Your daughter would be another conquest that began at this table. Don't think, Father. You always said to let instinct be your guide, whether it be in battle or negotiation. Now let that same instinct guide you. And don't let your instincts tell you to take this beautiful girl in front of you. And don't your instincts tell you to take me. I offer myself so wantonly. Just take it out, Father. You don't have to do anything with it. At least you don't have to put it in me unless you wish to. But what can it hurt to free it from your clothing? Yes, it's perfect. It's beautiful, Father. Look how hard I've made it. It wants to be inside of me. And you want it inside of me. And I do too. Yes. Just a little closer. It virtually guides itself towards me, and my body is so eager for it. I am wet and hot inside and out for you, Father. You can see it with your eyes, but sample it with your body, too. Press yourself against me and see how much my body longs for you. So close, Father. I feel you quiver against my opening. But don't fear me or what we are about to do. You are the bravest man in the kingdom, and I am the fairest woman. It is right that we should be united. Just move a little more into me. Ow. No. Do not let that stop you, Father. I told you I was pure. But I offer my pureness up to you. Why throw away this gift by giving it to some stranger for some minor political gain? You can have such pleasure now. So please. Please. Make love to me, Father. You did it, Father. You took my innocence and joined with me as you did with Mother. I can't be given to another man now, but I can still be taken by you. So please, continue to take me. I like the feel of you sliding in and out of me. It pleases me almost as much as it obviously pleases you. We can do this whenever you want now, Father. As there's no need for me to leave now. Wait! Don't stop now, Father. Don't pull out. You didn't finish already, did you? Turn over? Onto my stomach on the table? Well, very well, Father, but this is not a very ladylike position. Leave us. No, don't worry. Just a servant girl. Don't stop, Father. My legs dangle off the edge. They don't even touch the floor. My bare bottom and womanly parts are offered to you in this way. Perhaps you grew bored of Oh, Father, you entered me so lustfully that time. But it was easier, as I'm no longer pure. You move into me so much better in this position and drive my body against the table. Even with how heavy this thing is, you still threaten to move it with your thrust, just as you are moving me each time you pound into me. Your hands around my waist, holding me in place now. They almost surround it. Given how large your hands are, they're made for holding swords and shields and grasping lances, not for holding onto young girls as you ravish them, but you do that quite well, too. So very well. I look at the map on this table, and from my current vantage point, I see Prince Henry's kingdom right below me. But this is the closest I will ever come now, won't it be, Father? Prince Henry will not come for his virgin prize now, but your daughter will happily come for you, my king, my father, my daddy. Oh, even as my body advances into womanhood, my brain regresses into childhood. I shall call you that childish name in private from now on, Daddy. I will be obedient like I once was when I was your little girl. I will be your princess, not because of my royal blood, but because of how you treated me back then when every girl is her father's princess. Keep making love to me, Daddy. Almost there. You can give your little girl her first taste of the blissful reward of lovemaking. I've heard it is like being in heaven, and I so want to experience it, especially with you. So please, Daddy, show your princess what heaven is like. Make your little girl come. Come in your little girl. Then I can be yours forever. We'll be bound as surely as any other agreement brokered at this table. Daddy, I'm gonna orgasm now. That's the proper word, isn't it? A proper word for a very improper little woman. We're so close now. This is so incredible, Father. I don't think I can take it anymore. Quick, Father. Finish it in me while my body shakes with passion. No, don't pull out. Oh, it burns like molten wax on my bottom as you spill it so carefully there. But I wanted it inside of me, Daddy. I cannot help you, though. Your morals got the better of you at the end. You decided not to risk the questions a pregnant daughter surely would raise and the resulting scandal. If that is your concern, your wizard could surely come up with some potion for us. Or, I have another sexy passage that you have yet to explore, Father, which is yours for the taking. Or you could simply stop caring and see if I become a child. I already do not care if I do. I know you had trouble conceiving but one child with mother, but I may be far more fertile. Who would dare complain or speak openly against my condition? Honestly, if you announced it was your own child. If you made your daughter your queen. And who? Who wouldn't do anything? They would all stay in line. And if we had a child, or seven, then surely with the double dose of your blood, one of them would make a great ruler. Let me try to give you a strong son to be your heir. And let me give you more daughters, so that they may also know the joy of their father's tender love. I wouldn't be jealous, but I would still expect to be your queen and to get my fair share of your cock. It would be so long before they were of age, though, but I would more than keep you occupied until then. Think it over, Father. Both of us are spent for now, and you have meetings to attend with advisors and dignitaries and court to convene. But after all of that comes nightfall. You'll find me in your bed when you retire, Father. Naked as the day Mother brought me into this world, and just as willing as I was just now. If you wish, bring a potion with you. Or a sheepskin if you don't put your faith in magic. Or simply sodomize me. I think that would be fun. Or you can simply put something into your little girl, Daddy. Perhaps it's a future king. Or perhaps it's a future lover. And the best thing is, if we don't get what you want most the first time, we can just keep trying. So very many times. You are still so young for a king, and I am far younger still. We have so many years ahead of us. Goodbye, Father. I must begin my own preparations for tonight, even as I recover from just now. And I must find those guards. I told them we were not to be disturbed. Oh, and one more thing. I was to tell you that Prince Henry had arrived unexpectedly. I can have him sent in, finally. I trust you will give him the sad news. Why, Father, you think me far more cunning than I could possibly be. Mother was not a cunning woman, although you are a very cunning man. A handsome cunning man. Perhaps I inherited some small amount from you? If you're allowed your plans, then aren't I allowed mine? This one worked out well for all involved, I think. Except Prince Henry. He'll have to look elsewhere for his breeding stock. But I do have that bitch of a cousin, don't I? The two of them would make quite the pair, don't you think? I'll have Prince Henry sent in, Father, and have my cousin sent for. I'm sure you'll work out the details and smooth over there any problems, just like you always do. It's why you're such an effective king and an effective father. But tonight, in your bed, I will have need of neither. I may call you Daddy then, but you'll be more lover than father. And soon, if you and God are willing, I will have need of your services as a father again, for our own children. But enough talk from me, Father. You always said I talk too much, and I'm sure we can find much more interesting uses for my mouth tonight. So please, don't die or get overthrown before then. As much as your kingdom needs you, Daddy, your little girl and her little body need you much. Much more.